fundamentally, we believe that investing in women is smart development policy, and it's smart business.
That's Ivanka Trump speaking today in Addis Ababa, the Ethiopian capital. It's one stop on her four-day trip to Africa. In Ethiopia, the president's daughter and advisor met with women business owners, and she paid her respects to the victims of last month's Boeing 737 plane crash. But her visit is being overshadowed by things President Trump has said about the region, about the whole continent. The World's Allison Herrera is here to tell us more about what this trip by Ivanka Trump is all about.
Well, Marco, Ivanka is on a four-day trip to promote something called the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative, kind of a mouthful. This was announced just 2 days after President Trump's last State of the Union address. It's a $50 million initiative with the goal of reaching millions of women. The program is designed to help women start their own businesses through training, education, and some financial support. So she's just wrapped up a visit to Ethiopia, where she visited a woman-owned textile factory and a coffee roasting plant. She's now headed to the Ivory Coast for 2 days to tour a cocoa farm and to attend a meeting on economic opportunities for women.
So what was the verdict on that first stop in Ethiopia? What do Ethiopians think about what they saw?
Well, I spoke with a woman named Berhan Taye. She's based in Addis Ababa. She's a gender rights activist, and she's also working on some social justice issues. She says a lot of people here are calling this nepotism, you know, having the daughter of a president come and visit this country. It's something she says happens a lot in her country. And she also says a lot of Ethiopian women are already starting their own businesses. She says these visits never happen on Ethiopian terms.
If you can have trainings, education centers and stuff, that so that women could learn how to be better leaders, if women can learn how to run their businesses, if women could learn how to, you know, whatever they're doing in whatever space that they're in, and if there's that actual concrete support, yes, then we can talk about women's empowerment. But coming here, drinking coffee, talking about your life context, and visiting textile factories doesn't do anything. You can't eat that, you know what I mean?
Allison, is the U.S. going to spend that $50 million? I mean, it actually doesn't sound that much to begin with.
It's not. And it's uncertain where that money is going to go right now, whether the U.S. will use the money for microloans or to provide money for existing businesses.
President Trump himself obviously has a history of making disparaging comments about women and the African continent. Have those remarks come up or even overshadowed Ivanka's trip?
Yes. You know, she sees herself as someone who wants to promote opportunities and entrepreneurship for women. Remember, she had her own clothing line. Actually, she's gotten some heat on this trip for allegations of sweatshop conditions in her now defunct textile factory in China. She's also been criticized by journalists and women's rights activists in Ethiopia for staying silent on the president's immigration policies and his policies about reproductive rights. And, you know, like you just said, some of the disparaging remarks the president has made about African countries.
Yeah, on that point about the president's policies on reproductive rights, you spoke with several people in Ethiopia and elsewhere in Africa about the global gag rule. That's when U.S. dollars for healthcare cannot be directed to administer or even promote abortions. What have you heard?
Well, Marco, I spoke with a woman named Asia Russell. She works for an organization that promotes HIV awareness and reproductive rights in East Africa. She says it's hypocritical for Ivanka to visit Africa and, on the one hand, promote economic empowerment, while at the same time, her father's administration is tightening restrictions on abortion. She says the issues aren't separate. You can't have women's economic empowerment without women feeling like they can make choices about their own bodies.
The World's Allison Herrera speaking with us about Ivanka Trump's four-day visit to Africa to promote women in business. Allison, thank you.
Thank you, Marco.